Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on this day after the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the fact that He came into this world to save us from our sins so that He could be with us and we could be with Him forever. That is the Christmas story, and it is an amazing story, and it's a story that we get to participate in by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. Now, when the angels announced the birth of Jesus Christ to the shepherds, they said, "Fear not, for I have good news, good tidings of great joy for all the people." The story of Jesus Christ really is a story of joy and hope for each and every one of us. But it's interesting, during these holiday times, many people are experiencing depression. They're experiencing all sorts of things. For some, it's the first time that they've experienced Christmas without a husband or a wife or some other loved one. So they're going through a first, and they're making adjustments, and it just isn't like it used to be. And so they're feeling down and lonely, and all of those things are going on inside of them. Others, it's just a time where the problems that they've been through the previous year just intensify. They take a deeper look at what those problems are, and they feel even more lonely, more depressed, more anxious about what the future might hold. So for many people, this isn't a time of joy. It isn't a time of celebration. It isn't a time of smiles and just wonderful excitement. It's a time where they're feeling low and down and out. Well, the Word of God has answers. And one of my favorite passages in the New Testament is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And Paul writes this. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." So there's so many people that are looking for comfort in the world today. And they're going to find it only in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So this is a great promise to us. And here's what Paul says, that this Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, He comforts us in all our affliction. And there are so many people going through affliction right now. Well, who do they turn to? Who do they look to help them during that time of affliction? Who do they look to for comfort? It's not out there in the world. It's not in drugs or medication. It's not in alcohol. It's not in new clothes or better cars or bigger houses or any of those things. It's found in the person of Christ Jesus. So He comforts us in all of our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. So as we receive the comfort of God, as we look to Him and depend upon Him, He's going to comfort our hearts. And as we experience that comfort, then we can pass that on to others who are going through afflictions as well. And so during this time, you may encounter people that are feeling alone or down or depressed. Well, share the comfort that you've received in Christ Jesus. Be a blessing in their life. If you're going through that, look to Jesus Christ. Look to the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Through His death, burial, and resurrection, He can give you hope and lift you out of that circumstance so that you can see it from his perspective. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We have a special guest with us today. He's not really a guest. He's a friend. And Richard Pfeiffer joins us. And Richard, it's great to have you in studio with us today.
Thank you. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I run my life now on the basis of the season.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, this is retired time, right?
It is.
When you show up, that's good. Well, Richard, it is great, and as many of you know, Richard was with the ministry for many years, starting back in 2002, retired earlier this year, after June of this year, and has had some wonderful trips and wonderful things that he has experienced over these last 4 or 5 months, and well, you ask him if he would come and join us, and here he is. So,
yeah, nice to be here.
Yeah, so
it's actually been 6 months.
Yeah,
if you think about
I know.
It just flies by.
Yes, it does. Well, Richard, we're talking about the comfort that God gives us, and you've met many people that are going through downtimes, especially during the holidays. And this passage in 2 Corinthians is such a ray of hope. To those who are kind of in the darkness, so to speak, that are feeling that sense of loneliness or depression or whatever it might be.
Yeah, it is that way. And the reason we get so depressed this time of year is because we think we're supposed to be doing a bunch of things, or we're supposed to have accomplished a bunch of things, or we have to get the perfect gift or receive the perfect gift. And all of that stuff just makes for terrible, terrible results.
Yes.
Because the harder we try, the more we mess up. And what Paul is telling us here is that he gave us the perfect gift. If we believe in him, we have that perfect gift. Therefore, we can share that perfect gift. It really does comfort us regardless of the circumstance. It doesn't say the circumstances will all be good.
Right.
That's but exactly we are comforted regardless of those circumstances, and it's an awesome thing.
Yeah, so Jesus Christ came into our world of darkness, and he presented himself as the light of the world, the light of life. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to find hope, if we're going to find comfort, we're going to have to turn to him. And as we said, he will lift us above our circumstances. It doesn't mean our circumstances are going to change or necessarily go away or just be magically altered to fit what we want them to be. But it does mean that he's with us in the midst of it. And that's the story of Christmas as well. Emmanuel, God with us.
Absolutely.
And boy, if we can know with just this the most assurance and the most confidence that this message of Christ brings us, that he is with us, that is going to help us through thick and thin. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. Richard Pfeiffer is here today. We encourage you to join with us as well. If you have a question that you would like to ask about a particular Bible passage or maybe something that's going on in your life, you're looking for comfort in the midst of your afflictions, we invite you to call right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. One of the things, Richard, that we've put together for our listeners is a calendar for next year, the Basic Gospel 2020 calendar. And on each month, we have one of the sayings that we've put up on Facebook or that sort of thing, one of the memes. And it's just a source of encouragement, and it's something that you can look at and be encouraged each and every day. And we want you to have that as our way of saying thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel. As I said, the world needs Jesus. This isn't a matter of it would be nice for the message to go out there. This is a necessity. The world needs the story of Jesus. The world needs to know that Jesus died for their sins. The world needs to know that Jesus was buried and was raised on the third day in accordance with Scriptures. Why? Because that's hope, that's life, that's forgiveness, that's mercy, all the things that we desperately need. So we're not talking about something that's a desire, a luxury. We're talking about a necessity. The necessity of Christ to change human hearts. So your gift will get that necessary message out there in the world today and will interact with people, will encounter people in such a way that they can be changed. So we encourage you to go to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. And click the donate button and help us at this time of year. We are looking for an outpouring of generosity to help us finish the year strong and start the next decade. I mean, we're not starting just another year. We're starting the next decade.
Yes.
And we want to start 2020 on a very solid footing. So help us out. Be as generous as possible. And then we want to send you this wonderful calendar, the Basic Gospel 2020 calendar. So be sure and request your copy. If you would like to make a gift by phone, 844-322-2742 is the number. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. Richard, let's go to our phone lines, and let's start in Pine, Arizona, and our friend Greg. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Bob. I trust you and Richard and your families had a wonderful Christmas.
We had a wonderful Christmas. Richard, how about you and your family?
Oh, it was great. For the first time in several years, all our kids were with us at the same time. At Christmas. And so we, you know, Kevin and his family and Carrie and her family. And so we did Christmas early because all of them took off. It was over. They're in different places now. But being able to get together with the family, and this year for Lois and I, the fact that we are retired and you know, all of the world's problems were solved in the 6 months we've been gone. No, it's been an awesome time. And, you know, how can you not have a great Christmas when you serve the God who created Christmas?
Yes.
You know,
yes, indeed.
Jesus came, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I know you did as well, but what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm thankful that God served us in grace, and I've got a question about grace. Bob, I was listening to the Simply Grace Conference CDs I received recently, and you defined grace in an interesting way that I had never heard before. I'm not quoting exactly, but basically you said, it is that which affords joy and delight.
Yes.
And you mentioned how God received or experienced joy and delight in creating. Therefore, he said at the end of each day of creation, it is good. Well, I'd never heard that definition of grace before. I've always heard grace defined as God's undeserved and unearned favor toward us and love toward us. So I've been meditating on it, and here's what I've concluded, and I want to know if I'm right or if you can tweak it so I can understand what you're saying. I'm thinking what you're saying is that from God's vantage point, grace toward us gives him joy and delight, and from our vantage point, it's undeserved favor and love that he bestows on us freely. Would that be correct?
I think you're absolutely right, Greg. You know, oftentimes we just look at how the grace of God benefits us, but there's something in the heart of God that moves him to do that on our behalf. And I think there's great joy and delight in God, in the very character of God, to, as I talked about in those conference tapes, in creating. I think there was great joy and delight in God in creating us in his image. And I think there's even greater joy and delight in recreating us as new creatures in Christ. So there's something powerful about that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what a great perspective that you gave me, and I'm sure many of the listeners, both present at the conference and listening to the CDs, the fact that my Heavenly Father, even before he was my Father, when I was still his enemy and still a sinner, he not only demonstrated his love toward me in that Christ died for my sins, but he took joy and delight in that, even knowing that some would not receive Christ He still delight and joy in providing the opportunity.
Right. God so loved us, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And Richard, you know, for 15, 16 years, I mean, the grace of God has been a topic of conversation with us, not yes. only on radio, but as we, you know, get together and talk, and mm-hmm. it's always about the grace of God. And we'll never get to the depths of it, will we?
No, but it's always possible to start and then allow the Spirit to just overwhelm you as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
And where it starts is that God sent his Son. So there's that initiative of God, that love of God, that he would send himself in human form and say, try this on. And when we do, he gets even more pleasure out of putting himself inside of us, restoring what we lost in Adam, making us spiritually alive. So it starts and it ends with Jesus. Now try to plumb the depths of that.
Right.
And the more you look, the better it gets. I mean, most of the things of this world, the deeper you look, the more questions you have. With Jesus, the deeper you look, the more joy you receive, because it's who he is. How can there not be joy and pleasure and undeserved love and acceptance and forgiveness and all the rest of this when it's God who's doing all of this?
Yeah. Greg, I've given this this illustration before, and I think it's really good. A lot of times we look at grace like this. We're invited to a party. It's a birthday, and the host of the party provides all of the guests with a party favor bag.
Mm-hmm.
So you've come to the party and you've gotten your little bag of goodies. And we get so enamored by the bag of goodies, we forget about the host, we forget about the person that we're there to celebrate. And oftentimes, Greg, I think we do that with the grace of God. We're just so enamored with our gifts of grace. We're enamored with the fact that our sins are forgiven and we're made righteous and all of these things. And I'm not saying those aren't important. I mean, those are life-changing realities. But oftentimes we get so consumed with what the grace of God has done for us, we forget about the grace giver and the joy and delight that's in his heart to provide all those things for us. And he did it not so that we would be enamored by the bag of goodies, but so that we would be free to look at him and to enjoy his joy and delight in a personal relationship.
Yeah, Bob, that is so astute, an astute observation, because really the bag of goodies is Jesus himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to, I know since you and your ministry and Andrew Farley and his ministry introduced me to really what the new covenant was all about, it really has gotten my gaze and my focus on Jesus.
And that's what the Word of God is pointing us all toward. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. We do that in good circumstances. We do it in difficult circumstances, adverse circumstances. It's the same advice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same counsel, the same wisdom from the Word of God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is our everything. He is our life. He's the centerpiece of the Christmas story. He's the centerpiece of Passover, of the, you know, the resurrection and Easter story. And by grace through faith, he becomes the centerpiece of the story that we get to participate in.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about the how happy God was to do this. I mean, we think of the Christmas story and the angel shows up to the shepherds, and all of a sudden the heavens explode with the rest of the angels. And we always talk about how excited the angels were. Now, and away they go. Well, the way Paul puts it in Galatians 4 is that when the time had fully come, God sent his Son. Think about the excitement of God.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, now, yes, Yeah. And there it is. And then he can say of his son, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. That's what we get to benefit from.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, awfully nice to hear from you. Merry Christmas, and thanks for a great question today.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Take care.
All right, Greg. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon. Let's go to Independence, Kansas, and talk to Laban. Hi, Laban.
Good afternoon. How are you folks doing?
Doing well. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Say, just spinning a little bit off the last caller, a couple months ago, I was listening to, I think it was a CD from you guys, and you were explaining how the word thankful, whatever the Greek is, I don't remember, is the same word or related to the same word as grace.
That's right. So
and it just kind of connected in my mind how God is thankful for us. You know, like you were saying to the last caller, and that thought just kind of was exciting to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, but the reason I called, I kind of binge listen to podcasts and so forth when I'm off and working around the house. And I was listening to a guy, and this almost sounds like it contradicts what you just said about keeping the focus on Jesus. He was saying to this caller that he had about, you know, what a great Savior we have. And I thought, yeah. Yeah, he's a great Savior, but Hebrews says, you know, how awful it is if we neglect such great salvation. And so often we have such a narrow view of Jesus that we forget what, you know, that he's brought us from the, you know,
he saved us from sin and death.
No longer under law, but under grace.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the salvation. And that's the nature right. of this salvation that he has brought to us.
Right. And you know, when I thought of that, I thought, man, I wish I could share this with Richard.
Well, here he is.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Anyway, so,
perfect timing.
So I'll just leave that and let you guys bounce off of
well,
it.
Well, thanks, Laban. It's awfully
great to hear y'all.
Yeah, it's awfully great to hear you. We talked not too long ago, Richard, about the idea of thankfulness in the word in the New Testament is our word Eucharist.
Yes.
And in the heart and soul of that is charis, which is grace.
Yes.
So our thankfulness is in response to the grace of God. It's a powerful connection, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, what other response can we have? I mean, if you come to God and realize this stuff, you will never again say to him, oh, I hope I measure up.
Yeah.
Never.
That's exactly right.
You can only be thankful when that's the reality.
Absolutely. And that's what the grace of God does. It makes us right.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us complete. It makes us whole. It does all of the things that we couldn't do ourselves through human effort, through rules, through religious rituals. God's grace has done that for us in Christ Jesus, and faith says thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, Eucharisteo is an aspect of faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what faith is all about. It's by grace through faith, and that thankfulness is a sign that grace has really hit the heart and made a difference. Well, Laban, thank you so much for your call, and we do have a great salvation in Christ Jesus. And that's what the writer of Hebrews said. And it all began with God so loving us that he sent Jesus into this world. That's what we celebrate during this particular time. And it's great. It's a message of great joy. And so we ask you, our listeners, to help us get that message of great joy out to as many people as possible. And we're asking for a very generous outpouring of support as we close this year. If you would like to help, all the information on how you could do so is at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Richard, thank you so much for being here. You're going to join us again tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll look forward to that. And until then, we'll see you.